Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
School elections are tomorrow, and candidates for positions on the DMAC Board of Directors are on the ballot. Two of the candidates responded to our request for interviews. Let's go in depth with Kevin Halterman, candidate in District 4, which represents Knoxville, Pleasantville, Melcher Dallas, and Bussey, and Joe Pugel, candidate for District 5, which includes Pella, Otley, Lytton, Lynnville, Sully, and Monroe. I began the interview with Joe Pugel, candidate for District 5, which includes the Pella and Monroe areas. Joe, why do you want to continue your service on the DMAC board?
Well, first and foremost, I guess I've got a real passion for education. The traditional students that are going to our universities are coming out with such high student debt. In fact, I just heard on the TV the other night that Iowa has student debt of $880 million. $880 million. And they said not only is the student, but mom and dad now, and also grandpa and grandmother, are now taking over those debts. And I have a real concern and desire to help that non-traditional student, that person that's lost their job, needs retraining to take care of their family, or that single parent that has two children working a couple jobs that needs retraining again to make a good living.
Okay, and what's your background? Where are you from?
I'm from Newton, Iowa. I lived in Newton since 1975. I'm retired from the Vernon Company, and like I said, I've been involved with DMAC now since 1997. I'm born and raised in Iowa, from just north of Des Moines.
What kind of opportunities do you think that DMAC offers? I mean, what are the hot career jobs now?
Well, first let me say, Bob, that one of the best things to help students to begin with is our concurrent enrollment with the high schools, where the students can earn college credit while they're still in high school, saving their families a lot of money. In fact, in the Pella area last year, we had almost 4,500 credits and a saving of over $650,000 to those families. Now, saying that, they've got a real good jump start on going on to a four-year program or coming to DMAC and learning additional skills. And Pella alone, with Vermeer, they've hired many of our welders, in fact, the majority of our welders, because they need welders in their manufacturing operation. So, I mean, those are some of the, a technical side of it. But we also have careers in criminal justice. It's real kind of a high thing right now. In fact, starting a program in CSI type of certificate. And this is very interesting to the young people. We just signed an agreement with the federal government, and we will be training more than half of the country in their TSA people that are at the airports, so that they have an opportunity to get a further education and further their career with the TSA.
Now, 20 years on the board, you must enjoy it.
Yes, obviously I do. And like I said, I have a real passion for the education and trying to help students on the student debt, and again, that non-traditional student to seek meaningful employment. So I do. I mean, there's times it has its ups and downs, and then you say, well, you know, it really is worth it. I want to be involved in this organization. And I've been board president since 2003, and we have the best chemistry on our board currently that I've ever seen, and getting more things accomplished than we had prior to that. Not to say that we weren't an effective board then, but we certainly are now.
Now, how do you keep track of what the jobs might be in the future and what jobs are needed now? I mean, it's got to be changing so fast. How do you know what curriculum to offer?
Well, first of all, we do have people that try to stay on top of that. The board looks at the curriculum that we currently have, and we analyze, the college analyzes and brings it to the board. There are some careers that aren't as meaningful as they were 5, 10, 15 years ago. So we look at maybe those aren't viable careers that we want to continue to offer programming in. And likewise, those same people are try to reach out and look in the crystal ball, if that be the case, or what is popular right now. Just like I said, CSI and criminal justice is a very popular area at this current time.
Now, one of the things I know that you're proud of are the career academies. What are they? Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, career academies are as much of anything as vocational training. In high schools anymore, first of all, difficult for them to find instructors. It's a very expensive part of their education. And because of the cost of equipment, and like for body and fender work or electrician or mechanical work, we have programs that we work with Ford Motor Company, General Motors, Chrysler Corporation, that allows us some additional finances and opportunities. So these career academies we've started in Pella, Ames, Boone, Marshalltown, Perry, and many others, Southridge Mall in Des Moines. And we get considerable, numerous students. I can't give you an exact number, but a lot that attend these career academies during their normal school period. And then these career academies are turned into college credit course offerings after the normal school hour. And there's a real need for middle skills jobs, people that are willing to work in our factories or our manufacturing. And these aren't the less desirable factory jobs we used to look at. In fact, several of them are required clean rooms and you must wear a hairnet, et cetera. So they're good paying jobs, good jobs. And we do considerable training with local companies in the Pella area, like Van Gorp, LDJ, Vermeer, Pella Corp, and many, many more, help them train their employees so that they are current in current technologies.
Why should people go to the polls and vote for you?
Well, I hope it's on experience and results. Our college currently has the lowest tuition and fees of any college or university in the state of Iowa. We have the lowest levy assessment of any community college in Iowa. We have the most Iowa students of any college or university in Iowa. And 95% of our students stay in the state for employment. On top of that, we have the highest bond rating of any community college. So if we look at the back record or the past record and what we're currently doing, I think it somewhat speaks for itself. Did I do it all? No. It's a team effort, but obviously we've been very successful.
More in depth after this. I'm now speaking with Kevin Halterman, candidate for the DMAG Board of Directors in District 4, which represents the Knoxville, Pleasantville, Melcher, Dallas, and Bussey areas. Now, let's say that I'm one of those people that are working 3 minimum wage jobs. What are some of the opportunities that DMAG would have to offer for me?
We have both, you know, the traditional hour classes that everyone thinks about, but we also have online learning. We have evening classes. I mean, there's enough when we realize that, you know, our doors have to be open more than 8 to 5. We have to reach out to those students and allow them opportunities to continue their education while still juggling those jobs and that family.
Mm-hmm. But let's say that I grew up on the farm, not going to have an opportunity to be a farmer. I've been sort of mechanical, but I don't know what I want to do. Any thoughts for me?
We have advisors that a lot of students will come in, and I think there's a lot of programs out there that individuals are not aware of. You know, our vocation classes in high schools have kind of diminished over the years. The cost, school board's trying to, you know, reduce their budgets, so that's one area that's easy. It's very cost effective to get rid of those, but I think on the flip side, we're not exposing students to jobs that they can work with their hands, mechanical, whatever it may be. So we have advisors that will go through all the different programs and, you know, wind turbines. Wind turbine is a growing industry in our state. It's a great job. A lot of people don't realize, you know, there's still a shortage of individuals to maintain those wind turbines.
I hear those are good paying jobs.
Excellent paying jobs and high demand.
What do you think that you bring to the board, to the DMACC board, that is unique?
I think two or three things. You know, as a banker, I'm financial. I always look at balancing that. You know, I think, you know, since 1984, in 1984, the state contributed right at 44% of our budget. Today it's 34%. More of that burden is being put on the back of the students, and we have to balance that. Can we balance our budgets each year and live within those numbers? And we do. As a father of two daughters, one that went to DMACC, understanding the cost of education. As a banker, it's a sore subject with me because I see, you know, Joe alluded to it, but the debt is rising drastically on student debt. We have to find an affordable solution for students, even whether you're going to get a two-year degree or get your first 2 years at DMACC and then move on to Iowa State. It's a huge savings.
Now, why, when people go to vote September 12th, why should they vote for you?
I think the success of DMACC, we're a policymaking board. We don't micromanage. We put a great team in place. But again, we've kept the lowest tuition in the state, the fastest growing college in the state. We're one of the few that's actually growing each year, at least remaining stable. We serve over 40,000 students. We're technically, those are, you know, full and part-time students, but technically we're probably a larger institution than a couple of other major regions. I feel we have a great board in place. We've been very successful, but we've got a lot of work yet to do.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kevin Halterman, candidate in District 4. Now, let's say that I'm one of those people that are working three minimum wage jobs. What are some of the opportunities that DMACC would have to offer for me?
We have both, you know, the traditional hour classes that everyone thinks about, but we also have online learning. We have evening classes. I mean, there's enough when we realize that, you know, our doors have to be open more than 8 to 5. We have to reach out to those students and allow them opportunities to continue their education while still juggling those jobs and that family.
Mm-hmm. But let's say that I grew up on the farm, not going to have an opportunity to be a farmer. I've been sort of mechanical, but I don't know what I want to do. Any thoughts for me?
We have advisors that a lot of students will come in, and I think there's a lot of programs out there that individuals are not aware of. You know, our vocation classes in high schools have kind of diminished over the years. The cost, school board's trying to, you know, reduce their budgets, so that's one area that's easy. It's very cost effective to get rid of those, but I think on the flip side, we're not exposing students to jobs that they can work with their hands, mechanical, whatever it may be. So we have advisors that will go through all the different programs and, you know, wind turbines. Wind turbine is a growing industry in our state. It's a great job. A lot of people don't realize, you know, there's still a shortage of individuals to maintain those wind turbines.
I hear those are good paying jobs.
Excellent paying jobs and high demand.
What do you think that you bring to the board, to the DMACC board, that is unique?
I think two or three things. You know, as a banker, I'm financial. I always look at balancing that. You know, I think, you know, since 1984, in 1984, the state contributed right at 44% of our budget. Today it's 34%. More of that burden is being put on the back of the students, and we have to balance that. Can we balance our budgets each year and live within those numbers? And we do. As a father of two daughters, one that went to DMACC, understanding the cost of education. As a banker, it's a sore subject with me because I see, you know, Joe alluded to it, but the debt is rising drastically on student debt. We have to find an affordable solution for students, even whether you're going to get a two-year degree or get your first 2 years at DMACC and then move on to Iowa State. It's a huge savings.
Now, why, when people go to vote September 12th, why should they vote for you?
I think the success of DMACC, we're a policymaking board. We don't micromanage. We put a great team in place. But again, we've kept the lowest tuition in the state, the fastest growing college in the state. We're one of the few that's actually growing each year, at least remaining stable. We serve over 40,000 students. We're technically, those are, you know, full and part-time students, but technically we're probably a larger institution than a couple of other major regions. I feel we have a great board in place. We've been very successful, but we've got a lot of work yet to do.
Thanks to Kevin Halterman and Joe Pugel for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.